This is Randy's Rock of Life podcast. Warning, side effects of listening to us could result in fits of laughter, spontaneous dance moves, screaming in your car, and not wearing pants. These are our opinions and thoughts. We're not experts, just ate a lot of paint chips as kids. Most importantly, don't sue us.
Whoa!
What's going on there?
What's it, dude? I like it. I like it, Daniel.
It's a good intro.
I like it. Is this your inspiration through the holidays right now? The Christmas edition?
Yes.
Okay.
This is bringing the candy cane.
Bringing the candy cane.
You play this before workouts and all that?
Is this your... Do you stand in front of the mirror? And
let it hang.
This is what Santa Claus plays before he puts the outfit on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And tell everybody who that is so we know.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, this is Autograph. Turn up the radio.
Turn up the radio. Exactly who that is.
And this is Turn Up Your Holiday Session.
It is.
Hey,
Christmas edition, fellas. Thank you for taking time a little bit before the holidays.
Feliz Navidad.
Right. Good God, you guys. So, how the hell you been?
Good, man.
It is way too warm in Nebraska. I feel like we're in California.
Don't you say that, dude. Climate change is a hoax. This is bullshit.
I got inflatables out there. It's supposed to be snowing.
Dude, it's
going to be like 60 mile an hour winds tomorrow. So I got to take them down.
Yeah. I thought it was supposed to be today.
No, that is tomorrow. Bad wind, like 60 mile an hour winds tomorrow.
God bless kilts.
So should be fun. So,
yeah, you need to wear one time to these sessions and,
Yeah.
Dude, right?
I got a pineapple outfit ready if I'm okay to do this Malibu demo coming up here in January.
Yeah. I mean, have you been on since you started this new adventure for you? Can you tell everybody what you're doing?
So I am officially a liquor rep. I sell a little bit of everything from Screwball, peanut butter whiskey to Kahlua, coffee liqueur.
Got me there.
Gummies?
No gummies.
Okay, wrong state.
Ooh, love gummies.
Yeah, I don't even got that approved yet.
I do a little
we'll be the last ones.
Bourbon?
We will be definitely the last ones. Bourbon.
Yeah. Oh, bourbon.
Sign me up there.
From Jefferson's to Jameson.
So we did do the pajama pub crawl.
Yo.
And that was great. I don't know what that was.
Don't remind me.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's just say yours truly, a Guatemalan taught me how to dance a little bit better.
Well, hey there now. That was not on my bingo card.
Benji.
But you, Danny almost got me.
Okay.
And I almost slipped. Because he said, hey, guys, shots. And I was like,
I already know. Who did he get?
He did.
I got everybody.
But in a good way, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he changed it up. I think he was trying to be nice for the holidays. And he decided to do a shot that I had never done before at all.
If anybody hasn't heard of this, you have to give this a shot. It is an Irish liqueur. It's called Shankies. It tastes like whipped cream.
It was fire, dude. It did not taste like a shot, which would get me into trouble.
Well, and here I thought he was trying to hook you up with Malort.
Dude, that's what I thought, too. Yeah. I thought I was fucked. I'm like, dude, I thought I was like, no, you're not getting me again. Yeah,
the devil's sauce.
It's a phase.
Oh, Jesus.
Never all right, forget. But this one was good.
This was good. Yeah, I've
really
never had one.
Good.
So it's Irish.
It's an Irish liqueur.
Okay. Okay.
For the fans out there, follow any of the social media pages. We'll put a pic up there for you.
Yeah, dude, I had no idea what that was.
It is so good. And then like Irish Day coming up here, Shanky Bombs.
Shanky Bombs.
Thank you very much.
So it's an Irish liqueur, and what else?
Which makes me happy.
It's a blended like Irish whiskey with, it's like a whipped Irish whiskey. It has like vanilla notes to it.
So you don't mix it with anything. It's good to go.
It's good to go. Okay. But with the shanky bomb, instead of doing an Irish car bomb, you take half shankies, half Jameson, and drop it in your Guinness.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, every time you say that, I always think of shankies from the show.
Oh, my God.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Arrow shanky.
Arrow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. No, it was a good time.
Shankies.
It was definitely a good time. We missed you.
Yes, sir. I know.
I mean, I'm just pointing that out. I'm not trying to put you on blast.
Not today.
Kaboom.
Not today.
Kaboom.
But Yeah, we missed you, Jose.
Yeah, man, I know.
I know. You got hung up. Yeah. Mom was not feeling good.
Yep, yep.
She okay? Stuff.
Yeah, she's good. She's good.
You know, it's time of year, man. It's always scary when it gets cold and your family and mm-hmm. all that. You want to make sure everybody's okay. So
that's right.
Totally, totally understand, man. But that was a good turnout. I thank everybody that came out. We did crash one holiday party, which was a lot of fun. I was digging that. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I like the label. That's cool. What?
Yeah, it's neat.
He's got a pheasant? Or what the hell is that?
Ostrich. Ostrich. Or an emu. One of the emu. Two.
Yeah, bring that over here. I'm going to take a picture of that.
Didn't even know those.
On the page.
Yeah, who knew those were back in the Roman days?
There you go. Looks good, though. And it was. Yeah. It was really, really good. And okay. If I did enough, I probably could get really messed up on it. That's my thinking. But
oh, we went through, so we crashed another holiday party last week. So
not surprised.
JD and myself, we went through two bottles of that between the both of us.
Okay, then.
Damn. Yeah. It's a nice...
Is it a sip?
You could do...
I chugged it.
You could do shots. Yeah. You can do shots of it. But what we were doing, I was putting it in my Coke, or not the snorting stuff. The real
that's
Coke.
A real party over there.
Right.
That's how that party works.
All right.
Great Christmas party.
But we tried it with root beer, and then we just did it with Coke, and it tastes like a vanilla Coke, and then with root beer, it tastes like a root beer float. It was nice. Really, really...
Okay.
And it puts you in a nice spot, you know. It didn't put
a
you over the edge. It didn't. It was compliment. It kept you going the whole night, but it didn't make you feel like trash. The
writing
next
this
day.
Down, guys. New Year's resolution: try a root beer float. Finally,
yeah.
Never had one.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay,
ooh. He needs to bring them around more often. Where you can get them everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. I really think once people start knowing about this particular brand, I think the cinnamon whiskey phase is going to go.
Yeah. So that feels like that's a go to for a lot of people. You know, and I'm like, dude,
that's still a thing.
There's an,
I guess.
Well, there's another.
Ain't Jägermeister anymore. Fuck that.
There's another one that the young people are doing. It's called the Pickle Shot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pickle vodka.
Yep.
Okay.
I've and it's literally like you're drinking a pickle.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
But that goes really, really well if you put in your chelada.
Okay, just got it. Just,
there you go.
All right.
All right, I like that.
Michelada.
The public house people were very nice, and I do got to give some love out to those guys for letting us crash that party, let us involved in that, and that guy, you knew that dude, and that guy was super cool. And let us in there and hung out, and we had a great time. And for the
Chris
is his name, and let us hang out with that group. I'm not going to mention them because they were having a hell of a great time, but they're a very good host. And they were like, dude,
that's I think the pie company,
yes, it was.
It's right off the interstate,
You drive by and they're all working in there and all that. Local, you can see them,
locally
owned,
Yeah, that's so awesome.
They're in all the stores around town. But, dude, they were getting after it. They were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, props to those guys for letting us hang out there and be a part of that.
A lot of Latin music playing. Yeah. It was good. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm. Girls got after it there.
The Guatemalan lady that showed me like four or five different dances, you know. I know how to dance the rigatoni, but she was like, just going off saying this, and I'm like, holy smokes.
Oh, man, I bet she was half your height.
She came up to my belly button.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
He-man. Not right trying there, to, he-man
not,
over there.
Not but, trying to hit, you know, knock on my peeps from Guatemala. Oh
but it was such a wonderful time, and it's like, finally, you know, I was able to let loose on dancing instead of like dancing like a stiff white dude. I'm like, okay.
So my chick really wants me to get into Latin dancing. Okay. She wants me to go to like Latin night at Barnado.
Okay.
And do all that. So
Sunday
or,
nights.
Or Sunday nights or just mm-hmm. something. I think I'm going to do it. And I think because one, she hears stories. My buddies have told like, dude, this dude was a dancing fool on the dance floor. He had a great time. He was always out there. Now, to be fair, I was doing a lot of kid and play. I was doing a lot of crisscross.
Okay.
I was doing it on skates. I was doing on crisscross applesauce. I was doing a lot of tone loke. Here's the problem.
Crowd pleasers.
I was also having a problem with the fact that while at the club, there was always some grinding going on.
Correct.
course.
So
I don't see nothing wrong.
With a little bumping grass. Yeah, I mean, dude, that's a great song. Baby making music right there. But yes. that's the thing. So like I'm like, maybe I should like try to, I will
say this, and maybe you can speak on this too for me. Latin music is you feel it. You feel and you let your body go.
Yeah.
There's too much in why people get made fun of it. They're stiff.
I'm not Carlton over here. That's the thing.
Okay.
Now, Carlton was black, but to be fair.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what she told me. She's like, you have to just let the music fill you. Feel the music. And I'm like, I get it. You know, after one or two songs, I start thinking about it, you know, just not just, you know, my Mexican brothers and sisters, but Guatemalan and South American and then Central American. I'm like, holy smokes. Yeah. It like clicked and my body just went, let's go.
Yeah. And if you have a good leader, I think I did see this and I'm curious how this is going to work. But I did see that Guitars and Cadillacs is coming back.
I saw that.
And it is going to be at Bushwhackers. It is the exact same address, so I am curious.
I thought it was supposed to be over off of like 114th and Dodge.
No, the address is 7401 Main Street in Ralston.
Right. Oh.
So, which is Bushwhackers.
So, Bushwhackers is changing then.
Yes, bringing back a classic. So, I don't know how it's going to go, but I will tell you, that type of dancing, way different.
Mm-hmm.
Way different than it used to. Like, if I was in my 20s, and even if a rock guy, dude, that's where you want to go. Pop in there on a weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you that, single fellas, even for that matter.
That know? Or go down to the Max.
Or that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and tell them why.
But you know what? I will say this, man. It is different, but it's not. Because when it comes down to it, I mean, cowboys are cowboys. So there's brown cowboys. There's cowboys from American cowboys, you know. And it's going side to side, you know, slow dancing. It's the same thing.
But the dancing now in country is so different now than it used to be. Oh. Back in the day, it was just this. Now they're playing Nicki Minaj. Now there's dancing to those songs.
Thanks, Beyonce.
Yeah. And so now a lot of the kids are, you know, going there and hitting the club, but also doing that, and they're doing a lot more line stuff to hip hop and that kind of stuff. So it's not all this country. I was there on the 4th of July watching fireworks. I just went in to use the bathroom and I came in there and I'm like, why are we playing like Beyonce and Cardi B and Sexy Red or whatever? It's crazy.
It's just a lot of these artists are trying to blend their music in with other styles.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a crossover.
For instance, look at rock and country. They've been doing it for a long time. Now they're trying to blend in rap, hip hop with country. I've also seen Spanish blended in too as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. And you know, and for the audience, you know, rap and rock. It's not new. It's actually been done before plenty of times. Aerosmith, there you go. So I don't know, man. I'm not into the country vibe thing, so I wouldn't know.
Yep. No, it makes sense. And a lot of it too is you talk about the crossover. Aerosmith Youngblood, who is now the kind of the new up and coming cat, that is kind of Ozzy's protege, and like that was kind of a cool crossover, and that song did really well. And we're playing it on our radio station, and like that, it's just you see it a lot of crossover.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they're going to do a Summer of 99 tour next year again with Creed, but they're putting Limp Bizkit in that mix, which here's the deal, that story goes back years. Fred Durst and Scott Stapp don't like each other, so but they're now all in their 50s, and maybe that stuff's passed. But dude, yeah, I agree with music. There's a lot of crossover.
Do they have a new album coming out, Limp Bizkit?
And Creed is working on a new record too.
Okay,
because they're making money hand over fist right
damn
now,
so. I like it, and it's another thing too for the youth to gravitate to listen to some of the older music, because we should not forget older music. You know, I love 50s, 60s music.
Motown, baby.
Absolutely.
Baby,
absolutely.
It's cold outside.
And some of the rock how it's transformed from, you know, the 60s into the 70s, 80s, you know, instead of doing the jam band sessions, they're, you know, picking, you know, they're doing a little bit more of the guitar work, you know, and some of the drums. I love it.
Yeah.
And you can see it in some of the newer bands, some of the bands we saw a while back too. They were doing it. It's just, I hate saying it, you should never forget your past. You should complement the past with the present and implement it with the future.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And speaking of like some older stuff that maybe as a kid we grew up on, or just music in general, obviously I want to touch base real quick on the loss of Rob Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a kid, I watched him, and I remember this with my mom. Obviously, we just lost him in L.A., and he unfortunately accused by his son.
Horrible
that he took his dad and his mom's life. And this is mental health, obviously, this time of year.
It's real.
A lot of things going on. They were at a Conan O'Brien holiday get-together.
My bosses were there.
Really?
They were telling me about that.
Holy shit.
Crystal and all that were in the same room with them, and my boss is freaking out and geeking out because he's like, these are people I grew up with, and here they are all in one room.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing. When you go back and look at that, Billy Crystal, by the way, in Princess Bride, which is Rob Reiner's movie that he put together. Obviously, you go back to All in the Family, Meathead. I grew up as a kid in the late 70s. That was the shit, man. My mom had that on all the time. I remember watching that show. In all the movies, and obviously, like, the guys that I work with, they're younger, and they're like, yeah, he was the dad in Wolf of Wall Street, which he was.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
And he was in that with, obviously, Leonardo and a whole gang of people. So the guy was loved, but, dude, talk about, like, what that currently is doing to that family, especially right through the holidays. That daughter found them, her parents.
Yep.
Like, dude, that's...
She called in her own brother, which... I think we all would.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, I feel for that family. Obviously, what I love is everybody giving love. Obviously, the Trumpster did some stupid shit, no doubt. I read that. That's stupid. That's not the time nor the place to do any commenting like that. That was dumb and ignorant. But having, like, the love of the, you know, movie world and the actors and the actresses that has worked with this guy. The guy has been around forever, man.
Hell yeah.
It just sucks for it being a family member
that. Yeah, let me just say too, just before I get in, my comments are my own. Just I think we can all say that. Yep. But one thing, you know, I wish that a lot of people would just show a little bit more restraint. And before, I mean, wait till the facts come out before starting to accuse, you know, it was a left or the right or an extremist. Well, we don't know. Nobody knows. I mean, let the fucking facts come out. Then you can form your opinion, because obviously working in a certain type of industry, right? We get some of those threats. We get some of those calls and we get those emails. Ah, fuck you. And, you know, watch your back and this and that. I'm like, wait, you don't even know the facts. Like when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, all kinds of accusations before anybody knew what was going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So folks, let's just, you know, be kind to each other and hold our judgments before we get the facts.
Absolutely. I'm going to piggyback off that. Also too, hold judgment on a character or a party, because that person who committed, that's them. That's not a group of people. Mm-hmm. That is one person. Or sometimes they're a couple individuals. We got to quit judging a group of people. We need to look at the people that are doing it.
Correcto.
Yep. And it's not guilty by association. It's those are their own actions that they speak for. And we got to stop judging a group of people because a couple people do dumb things, period.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We got to start looking at each other as individuals and not groups. And I've ran into that too many times over the years. You know, working in the beverage industry is people judging groups. Stop judging the groups. Look at the character. That's who you should be judging, the character, not the group.
Yep.
And if you got a problem with a group or an individual, you got a mouth. Go talk to them.
Yep.
Talk to them like adults. Instead of social media blasting people, we need to take time to ask questions, to learn about each other, especially like we were talking about with the holidays, man. I had a person reach out to me a couple of days ago and just asked if I would just come over, just call, because they just wanted to hear a human being's voice or be around a human being.
Yep.
At the end of the day, we're all human beings. We got our own voices. We got our own minds. But damn it, have a little respect for each other.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's all it is. Yep. Treat people how you want to be treated, but also allow people to have their own opinions. At the end of the day, you're not going home with that opinion.
And that includes being on the road, y'all. Check that road rage sometimes. That might include you too, Randy.
It does a little bit. I am testing my patience through the holidays right now. I either will get Starbucks or scooters before I go to the store, but I've also realized that I now can take my earbuds and go to the store. I thought when I was spending time with my spouse, I thought that was, I'm going to spend time with my spouse. This is what I'm going to do. I'm bonding. Come to find out, she had her earbuds the entire freaking time. Oh. And I'm walking around.
Joke's on you, Jack.
Dude, right? Because her hair was down. And I was like, hey, what about, wasn't even paying attention.
Oh,
and it was all
busted.
Yeah,
see, but that's another thing,
I'm
though.
I'm like, I'm going to turn on some heavy metal when I go to freaking Wally World next time.
But that's a lot of the whole, with relationships and people in general, communication. I can tell you, like I said, I work in these stores around us. So many people have their earbuds in. You know, how do you know if somebody's going to come in and go, pop, pop, pop? You got your earbuds in.
Yeah, you got to pay attention.
Yeah. I mean,
duck and weave.
One of the stores I work in, there was an active shooter a couple of years ago in there. I pay attention. I look around. It's like, it's not that hard to just take your earbuds out, listen.
Yep.
Listen, Linda.
Yeah.
And
listen,
just,
Linda.
And you know what? How hard
I love
is
that
it?
Meme.
How hard is it to tell your fellow man or fellow woman or fellow whoever, good morning?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
That goes so far.
Yep.
And it could change a person's day from, hey, I'm going to go pop, 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 to, all right, I got
this.
Well,
we all know during the holidays, suicide goes up. We all know that. So I think it's always important, and I tell people this all the time, check on people you maybe haven't heard of for a while. There's people that are going through a zillion things in life, whether it be job, work, money, relationships, divorce, whatever, zillion things. So obviously always just check in with people. And plus, that's the thing, especially through the holidays, I mean, it's always good to be nice in general. Now, I almost got hit 3 times the other day driving because people keep running fucking red lights around this town.
Oh, damn.
It's like, dude, it's like, it's not a suggestion. Red meat stop. But you always need to check and check, make sure everybody's okay, man. Yeah, because dude, you never really know what's going on in people's lives.
Yeah, and you know, I look at like social media and all that, and I know for a fact like there's 3 or 4 people that don't have it that well, like they pose online, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And that's cool if you want to do that and everything. But you know, you're right. This time of the year is just especially extra hard for some people.
Yep.
Guys, do you know I think it was the 18th anniversary of the Von Maur shooting?
Yeah.
The other day. That's wild, man. 18 years ago.
Yeah.
When Omaha made national headlines.
Headlines.
Because of that.
My ex-wife and her mom was at the store at the time.
At the time.
Yeah. Mm. I was in Louisiana. Mm. No, yeah, I was in Louisiana when I was working. And she called me. She was back visiting. I was working, and I was there on the air. And she's like, you turn on the TV. And she's like, we're okay, but this is what happened. And I'm watching Omaha, Nebraska on the TV where she is, and she just got out. She literally was walking on the back end of Walmart into the mall. Ooh. On the lower level when that shit happened.
Damn.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, trust me. So I feel you. And I can't believe it. It's been that long.
It's been that long. You think about like Millard South when they had their shooting and everything.
Yeah.
My ex-wife was there and, you know, witnessed it all. And, you know, I
super
feel for her.
Target.
That's great. Yeah. Super. I mean, damn, man, the list goes on and on. And I don't know. We need to do something about this gun violence issue, man.
All right. And we got this. Oh, yeah. The 988 suicide crisis hotline.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Good
man.
Call.
Yeah. That is in. One guy that is very big into that, Papa Roach, he's big into that and talks about that in his song. And, dude, I'm telling you, it's so important to just talk to people that maybe are not doing well. Maybe you haven't heard from them in a while. Reach out to them.
Absolutely.
Check on them and say, hey, man, how are you? Because just that simple little gesture could be a huge game changer.
I'll use myself, for instance. That's why hashtag own it was created. Yeah. I was going through thoughts of that, and you know,
I know you went through a hard time at that time, and we were here,
and seeing people smiling, from all walks of life, it meant something to me. It helped quite a bit.
It's good, dude. I love it. I love that you're sharing the emotion, Danny. Dude, that's in the fact that you went through something in the holidays and all that, and you know, it's like, look where you are now, man. That's what you look at. You look like, dude, some of the shittiest times that we go through in the depths of the valleys, I'm trying to get to the top.
Absolutely. But it's just the word care.
Yeah.
Care means so much to me, more than that I went through this, that I was able to get through this. And to be able to share my experience and to help other people cope with their experiences and get help with what they're going through.
Yep.
And even hell, I don't even know. Actually, a lot of these people I don't know. I just give them a hug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love you, brother.
You are a hugger. Sometimes too hard.
Yeah, man.
But
crunch the bones.
It's we need more of it.
I don't.
There's too much me in this world.
I get it.
And looking down or looking up and not paying attention.
Is there a comfort food or comfort cookie that makes you feel better? Because I don't know about you, but if I'm not feeling great, cookies or cake.
Sugar bombs.
Go my way. Especially through the holidays. Because, dude, the office, Eva was baking cookies left and right. The guys love this time of year because I take cookies to work. And is there, like, particular cookies that just stand out for you?
Oatmeal chocolate chip cookies.
Peanut butter.
How about peanut butter with the Hershey Kiss on it?
Yum.
Yes. There's a name for them, and I obviously don't even remember what it are, but they're damn good. Mm. Fatty Pants.
Bring them on.
Dude.
There's an album named that.
Fatty Pants?
No.
That's a good
Fat
name,
Fat Bottom Girls, or is it?
Is it Chocolate Starfish?
Oh, yeah. Limp Bizkit. Chocolate Starfish, Hot Dog Flavored Water. That is correct. That is the name of an album.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, too.
Guys, I still think that Butthole Surfers is still one of the best names.
One of the best.
Yeah. Band names ever.
No doubt. Obviously, you know, the holidays and everything going on, but is there, are you guys eggnog fans?
Oh, yeah, especially if you put some bourbon in it.
I agree with you.
Mm, snotty. Yucky.
I don't like it. Yeah, it's not my go-to by
any means. So take a scoop of ice cream, add a half cup of eggnog in there, and then add about a shot and a half of bourbon in there. Blend that up.
Okay,
I might go with that.
To try.
Yeah.
Wait, does it turn into like a smoothie at that point?
Shake.
Okay, see, now that's okay. Because,
that's okay, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be all right. But it's the eggnog the by
snot
itself.
Texture.
It's just, no. Yeah, not my thing.
You just call, and you can call it an Xmas shake like your ex.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Because you have a couple of them, you're going to be
mm-hmm.
Xing out.
So, obviously, I'm trying to get a little bit healthier with all the cookies in the house. So, I went to the gym. I've been going to the gym. I've been taking care of Jim. Obviously, and we can talk about New Year's
resolution. What's
his name? Jim. Jim Bob, actually. So I go super early in the mornings, right? Fellas, I had a malfunction. I had a wardrobe malfunction at the gym.
Here we go. Forgot socks.
And this was a bit embarrassing. And I'm going to have to stand up for this because I want you to understand exactly how this happened.
Well, I was
unaware until I noticed that there were some females that happened to be kind of being a little bit more attentive, because I'm going to tell you, okay, when you go to the gym, you go to the gym late at night. I go super early in the morning. Jose, not 100% sure when you go, but I think it's around your work schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Working on it.
So I'm doing the Janie, I don't even know what the hell the thing called. So it's the ones where it's on the side and you bring, it's like the big fly.
Yeah, you're working your chest.
Working the chest, right? So I'm doing my thing. I had done a couple other workouts. I'm doing my thing. Not a big deal. Feeling pretty good. Got my Dion Neon protein shake that I've got with me. Trying to be black. And go Buffs. And I literally am pulling these things. I'm doing my thing. And I'm like, yeah. I'm not ripping anything. I'm trying to work my shoulder. Careful.
Right.
And I notice a couple of ladies move from one side of the gym over. Mind you, fellas, I ain't the best looking cat.
Okay.
There's a lot bigger buff guys there. Yeah. Big time. Good looking. Whatever. I don't wear my ring at the gym because that's weird.
Do you owe them money?
No.
Okay.
No, so I do have bodyguards, though. And I've made friends with the biggest dudes in the gym. Helps me. But there's only a few ladies in the joint at this time in the morning, because I go at like 5:45, 6 o'clock in the morning. So another girl comes over, and she's kind of sitting over here. And I'm like, okay, first of all, the veins ain't popping like that, right? So I'm doing my thing. I'm lifting. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why is everybody looking at me weird, man? What the fuck's going on? So I turn around and I reach down and I grab my drink. Got to get my neon, my Dion neon, right?
Right.
Trying to get my buff on. And I look down and apparently my boxers that I had on were not very secure. And I was wearing shorts that were a little...
Your junk was hanging out.
So it wasn't hanging out. I wish I could say that it was hanging out the end of my shorts, because it was not. It'd be a great story if it was, if I could just be like, it wasn't. No, but it was just a...
Oh, yeah. Dude, I used to not wear underwear to the gym. Got to not give a fuck.
Yeah, but it was...
Ewy.
But it was weird, right? Because it was like, it was just, you know what I'm talking about? Fellas, you understand.
They're checking.
You get it.
They're checking you out. They're like, wonder if that package grows.
Yeah. But it was just like, I was like, I mean, I had been pumping some weight, but dude, oh my God, it was, and I realized it, and so I had to turn around and kind of do one of those. Not totally like obvious, but I was like, damn, man, what the fuck? But yeah, I'm like, well, at least I feel like a dirty whore. I just fucking gave a show, and I didn't even know it.
And you didn't charge.
Oh, it was so embarrassing.
Hey, you got to look at it. There's ladies that go to the gym that do the same shit.
Dude, first of all, they don't wear it's no imagination. Yeah. Ever. Mm-hmm.
I used to go to the gym all the time and not wear underwear.
Why?
I didn't give a shit.
TMI.
And why?
Why? Because...
First and foremost, I've seen all of you, Danny, well, so I'm not 100% sure why you would choose that.
So,
ouch.
In my defense, I'm a runner. I run long distance.
Chasing. Yeah. As a guy, because you're trying to get... You're working out, doing a thing.
Yeah.
You get it.
And so I didn't wear underwear for the longest time, because when I would run, hit the sauna, go back running, I would chafe a lot, so I stopped wearing them.
Makes sense.
And even when outside, I just didn't wear them, because one, it's like you're fucking running and you're starting chafing. That shit doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't.
Especially when you're halfway through your run and you got another 4 or 5 miles to run.
I guess girls don't understand. I mean, okay, girls obviously have the upper part, but
dude, like, there's women. I've seen it at the gym. You could see their whole outline of their.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And it's like.
Is that sanitary?
I'm trying
you
to
go
not... to
the, you go and sit down and you're like, I know that.
Yeah. And you're trying not to be that person, but it's like there.
It's there.
Mm-hmm. And
we're still men.
Yeah.
I mean, let's break it
down. And I will say probably half of them don't give a shit. Other half of them like,
no.
You know?
And I mean, I don't talk to these girls. I don't do anything, but I just happen to know that it was just weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you just get
you should have waved to them.
I could have flopped it around and said, I mean, I don't know. It was weird. Yeah, it was like.
It was happening, man. Dude, just get it to swirl. Get it swirled around like you're waving to them.
The helicopter.
Wax on, wax off.
Probably get kicked out for that.
You won't get kicked out for that.
See, and that's
your
like,
problem.
That's when I go, I'm being honest here. People don't believe me, but when I go to the gym, I just want to get in, get the fuck out.
I
don't want no distraction.
Thank you.
I hate people like, let me spot or let me jump in, let me get some reps. And I hate people like delay my workout. And that includes women. Like, I don't want to. You might be beautiful and everything, but I'm not trying to talk. I'm not trying to. I'm doing my workout. I'm focused. You know, it took all that effort to get to the fucking gym. You want to get in, get out.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
The only time I talk to people is like in the sauna.
Hey, how's it hanging?
How you doing in there? Thank God that one.
Hey, Guido.
You have to be clothed because it's.
Dude,
that's questionable.
The other gym I go to,
he has a story, folks.
There's another one.
It's disgusting.
You go to the other one, and it's like the girls have their own locker room, and dudes, they throw it out there.
It's like literally like 2 feet. It's like, dude, come on, man.
Yeah,
there's a code
that's too
here.
Too much. Get in and get out. I agree with you, Jose. That's exactly how I am. So, New Year's resolutions, fellas, what do we got going on? What are we feeling? What do we need in our lives right now? The average, by the way, is obviously healthy, happy, money, whatever, the normal bullshit.
That's all the given ones.
Yep, all the given ones. Mm-hmm. But what about you personally, guys?
You know, okay, so I know we talked about this before in a previous session and everything, but, you know, I don't think one day should define a whole new you.
Exactly.
Right? So if you're going to do New Year's if you're going to do resolutions, I mean, do them now. Why wait till January 1st, right?
Make a list. Yeah.
Make a list and do it.
So that's one thing, but for me, I'm trying to be more conscious and do more life balance. So, like, for example, I know I need to build it into my daily routine, go to the gym, no delay. You can't skip it. There's no excuse for that because, I mean, it's our health in the end, y'all. Without our health, we ain't got nothing, right? So conscious effort to do that, and then we're always constantly learning, right? We're learning new shit. So pick up a book, man, and just read something.
Challenge yourself, yes.
For real.
Dude, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, reading a book is good, man. Pick one.
Yeah.
Adventure? Thriller? What we got?
I don't know. You know, I kind of got into, a little bit of the you know...
Romance?
Nah, hell no.
None of that. 50 Shades?
What do they call that? Scut or...
Smut.
Sky-fi?
Smut books?
Yeah, I don't do smut.
Yeah.
Right, whatever.
I've got a couple of books that Eva's been reading, and I'm like, what? But she's almost 18. What do you mean?
Okay.
It's better to be reading in a book than be hitting the streets, girl. So that's the way I look at that.
Yep.
So, don't need a replay.
Yeah. So what about you?
I haven't really gave too much a thought. I know I need to do a little bit of me focus, more or less, like get back into the gym routine, get back into healthier, cleaner eating, and taking a little time for me, because I've been putting so much time into work. I need to take more time for me, and that's more like just getting out there, I hate saying it, on the dating scene, and just taking a chance, you know.
Can I pick you a date? Ooh. Can Jose and I pick you a date?
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Would you trust us to do that?
You know what?
I think you should.
I tell you what. I'll allow it only. Only.
Allow it. I love
only.
It. Do it.
If we can do a live feed here.
With that person?
I want to be blindfolded.
Oh, shit.
Here you go.
You want to be blindfolded?
Okay, she might rob you. No, guys.
Listen.
Pet the girl.
This is dangerous.
If you guys are going to set it up.
Dangerous.
Let's make it live. Blindfold both of us. Take the blindfold. Let us both meet each other right then and there.
Okay. We got to find a girl that's okay with this, Jose. We might have to have her sign a waiver.
Yeah. A waiver, and let's put it on there on social media. Let's put out the APB.
Yeah.
Let you go on a date with this guy.
You're
gonna need to give me some selfies, pal.
I'm willing to put myself out there.
I'm gonna put that He-Man lookalike picture up.
Dude, I think
because I mean, why not? No fucks given.
Well, as we all know, dating sucks, and especially guys as we are this age. Holy shit. It's brutal out there, man.
I'm done. I'm over with the dating sites. Let's go traditional. Let's go old school. Let's rewind it.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Let's throw the challenge out there.
January.
Yeah.
January. Let's get you one.
Yeah.
And the holidays.
Now, just to let you guys know,
rules and regulations. Here we go. Let's get the notes out.
Dry January and February.
Oh,
every year.
That's right.
Yeah, I do not drink January or February.
That might
put a damper on a girl that might want some wine.
But she can drink wine. I can drink NA wine that they make. Yeah. You know,
she can drink barefoot while she gets you barefoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also look at this, guys. We shouldn't need liquor to be able to talk.
I agree with that. I've just seen you more tipsy, and you're just more like, the ambitions go to the wind. So, but, dude, I think we could totally do that. What do you think, Jose?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Yeah.
Plan it out.
And I know we're still working on our comedy stuff. What are you thinking, Jose?
Yeah,
we got some place locked in, because I'm ready to fucking roll, man. I got some good shit.
Back, as a matter of fact, I talked to a friend of mine who just acquired a establishment, and I was talking about getting people in her bar, and she's open for, she's down for whatever. You know, we can do open mic, we can do whatever. So we can choose to kind of do that, the inaugural open mic.
Open night.
Yeah.
Make kind of fun.
How, do you have your routine down, or what do you think?
Pretty much. I'm going to wing it.
Are you going to wing it?
What do we got, 4 minutes?
Yeah.
I got an idea, but...
Okay.
The biggest thing for me is just trying to make a couple people laugh and call it good.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Yeah. Like, I love how, like, different people think, right? I'm a little bit more methodical, so I'll be like, oh, I got to get, like, 2 minutes of structured and then just kind of whatever. I'll wing it, too, but...
Yeah, I think with it, because, I mean, the thing is, I just went to Jay Oakerson the other day. Fucking great, by the way. So fun. Into the Funny Bone. I love seeing comics these days doing such a variety. So many just like that. So many are stripped, you know, kind of have an idea.
Yep.
Some of them just walk in and go, you and you. Fuck, I'm fucking with you all night. And just right. go. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting to me to watch the crowd work, but also like not really have a plan.
Yeah.
And just go off it. And I guess when you're that talented, you can do those things.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely. And that's awesome. Now, obviously, we are not at that level. I'm not at that level sure.
No. Well, but, what's that guy, Fife?
Matt Rife.
He's that dude's obviously a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Which is why he's fucking popular and shit.
Yeah, he's selling out arenas everywhere because of that quick wit, and you can go off that. Right. So some people sell very good off that.
Yeah.
But I agree. Just let me know.
You know, the crazy thing is, so I've gone to a few of those, and you got to get, it's kind of like karaoke. You got to give it props. It doesn't matter if they're talented or not. I mean, just to get the fuck up there on stage, that takes a lot of balls, you know?
Not everybody's like that.
No, right. So if you go up there, you bomb, oh, well, at least you got up there and
at least you said you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is when you come down, because we were talking about structure like that, going with, because let's say you have 4 minutes, you have 2 minutes to do that, but if you could easily miss the mark in the sense, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh fuck, I've only got a minute and a half, what am I gonna do? But it's like, if you just kind of go sometimes I don't know, it just, it's a give and take thing, man. You don't really know,
you don't put up too much pressure on yourself, and you kill it.
Yeah, because you're, it's all about telling stories, or if you do want the punchline or that, and that's what I love about comedy in general. There's such a variety of style that you could go with. Mm-hmm. You know,
so question for you, so when if and when we do this routine, not if, when,
yes sir,
are you gonna incorporate like storytelling? Is that part of your bit? Yes. Mine is,
yes,
because nobody can take that away from you.
Exactly.
Right. And nobody goes, oh, you stole that from me. Did
I? No, absolutely not. I think being grown, you know, like obviously your childhood, my childhood, like so many different levels of shit that's out there.
I would just talk about my life.
Yeah. And that's what I think, that's what so many people relate to more. And then you could get into different things or whatever. But I think the comedy has changed a lot.
Oh, it does.
From when it used to be, where you had to have poof, and then you could circle back. I've seen Dane Cook, talent, like there's so many different people.
One of my favorite
that you see. So I get it.
Totally. Yeah. You know, over here, Danny, what would you talk about in an open mic comedy bit?
I would talk about my younger 20s.
Oh, we know you got plenty of stories.
Eating cereal out of that girl's cabinet, or hook. That was pretty funny.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah. After you got the charms.
The charms.
Yeah. Right in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Strange. Yeah. Dude, and I think that's the thing. It's connecting to people and letting them feel comfortable, and then have the ability, if somebody comments out, because that's the biggest thing. If you got to be able to do that, I would suspect.
Right.
If somebody hollers out, because maybe not in the situation that we would be in, but like if you did go a couple more places,
like a heckler.
Right. Heckler, and be able to get there.
Right.
And I think that's always a challenge.
Yeah, and
until you get there.
I think you need to incorporate your days of being, the mouse.
Yeah. That story,
dude, that's fucking hilarious.
That
come
is
on.
A pretty good story.
How many people in this world can say that they were the fucking tell the audience?
So the mouse at Chuck E. Cheese. So there's a girl that was on TikTok the other day that filmed. She was in Lincoln, Nebraska, and she went live and said, "I was a big fan of Chuck E. Cheese. It's the vacant one that's there in Lincoln."
Oh shit!
And she literally went in there on her phone and like peeked in the windows.
Being nostalgic.
Being nostalgic. Mm-hmm. She's like, "I love this place." And I'm like, "I was a fucking mouse, bitch." You know? I'm like, But did a great job. But anyway, all right, we're going to wrap this thing up because everybody's got shit to do. Mm-hmm. The girls are getting tatted tonight. God bless. Again, oof, my Christmas gift to them. Danny's got to get back to work. Jose, you got to get back to work. Mm-hmm. What is it, just obviously holidays, all this shit. What does it mean to you, and what are you guys more thankful for the holidays and all that? So,
I remember, I got something for you. Yeah, I remember a long time ago, you know, Christmas was, you know, for a lot of people, it's their favorite holiday and everything. But I think, I don't know, man, just getting older and everything, you just start seeing how much people are, I hate to say it, you know, but people are very materialistic.
True.
So people lose the real meaning of what Christmas is and what Thanksgiving is, you know, if we want to go back that far. So I'm just want people to be a little mindful of that. Hey, and then going back to what we said, you know, holidays are rough, man. Holidays are rough, especially for the young folks, man. What's the younger generation right now? They're going through some hard times, man.
Yeah, they are.
And no matter what, you know, my own daughter and everything, unemployment rate, and it's hard to find a job. It's the housing thing. It's just out of control. So these kids, man, they got it rough, a lot rougher than, dare I say, what we had it.
Right.
But so, yeah, be kind. These young folks are going through some rough times, and take care of yourself, man, really.
Yep. Absolutely. Right.
Danny, go ahead.
I guess for me over the years, I'm a lot like Jose, for me, I'm blessed to have like my faith in my life. It's just something. Come holidays, I just very appreciative, and the big thing is like my family members. We come from all walks of life. We have had our ups and downs, but when it comes to holidays, we check in on each other, we get together. But it's just overall, I'm just thankful to be able to walk on this earth when it comes to the holidays, and to be able to just talk to people and share my life story, and be able to hear their life stories, and be able to just connect to people, you know, because like I said, I go in and out a lot, grocery stores, liquor stores, and that stuff, and it's truly just a passion of mine, just to talk about life and holidays, especially a lot of people umping up a little bit more, and we need more of that.
Yeah.
Because judging if you're political or non-political, mm-hmm. or if you're black, white, at the end of the day, we're born by ourselves. We die by ourselves.
Yep.
And what's in between that, that's the lasting memories we're going to have, and that's what we're going to pass on to the people around us and people who don't even know us.
Yep.
And if we can leave this world a little bit better, there's a lot of accomplishment.
Hey, man. Jersey City, New York, thank you very much for tuning in. San Jose, California, thank you. L.A., thank you for checking us out. Edmond, Oklahoma. Hang on, fellas. What's up, party guys over here? Ow. Ho, 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 motherfuckers. Jose over here.
Man, damn it.
You really,
did you give me that blow-up moose again?
He's hanging. Dude, there was this thing presents that I found online. I almost was going to get you, but I don't know. But...
Yeah, he just handed us two gifts, which, you know, I feel like a jerk because...
This is me. This is the guy
this
that
is
I...
You.
Oh, you got me that fucking... you push the button and it goes like this?
It's not that.
Her favorite.
Yo, no. What the... No, it's not that. I rewrapped it for you. I used it once. I gave it back to you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, open them up. Okay, come on, open them up, man. We're filming this, man. Come on.
All right.
See what you got here. See what you like. See if you like in here.
Dude, you're not going to believe this. I have that same cup in real life.
Sweet!
Like, literally.
All right. The mug. Danny, what you got there, buddy?
What you got?
Check that out.
I got a nice little pint glass.
Yep, for your beers. Okay. ESPN.
In Chicago. Chi-Town Bandits. Let's go, Bears. Dope. Let's beat those Packers.
I love my Raiders, but we know they're sucking bad.
Oh, yeah. But it's been a rough year.
But we're going to have the number one draft spot.
Yeah, you are.
Pick.
You know,
quarterback this year.
Thank you, man. It's beautiful.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Hey, absolutely, you guys.
Got a little Iron Maiden.
There you go.
Socks. Okay. That's going to go with the work outfit. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go. Got some cards there for you, too. Right, tear you up a little bit and all that. So, Merry Feliz Navidad.
Hey, it's $20 in here.
Hey, what? You know, I mean. All to the Playhouse. That's where we're going.
Home. Hey, buy one, get one, midgets.
Hey, real quick. So I'm probably going to take a trip down south. So I'll probably be going to Mexico there.
Okay.
So the next time that we come and do another session, you know, I'll probably have a tale or two to tell you.
Okay.
But it's crazy right now because, you know, we have our own little traditions going on down there. So eggnog is a big thing up here. Down there, it's like ponche. So ponche is kind of like a cider. Ooh. A cider drink. Yuck. But you throw in some tequila, and it's really good. So that's the big thing down there. Guys, also, Friday, guess what Friday is?
Friday.
It's a big deadline for the Epstein files.
Oh, yeah.
The government has to release it, so there's going to be a lot of people watching, eating some popcorn, and just seeing how the shit goes down on Friday.
Yeah. This should be fun.
Should be real
fun. A lot of pictures that I saw the other day, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that's they say that's only the tip of the iceberg. Yeah,
good Lord, man. All right, fellas, well, Merry Christmas to you.
Appreciate it.
If I don't see you or spend any time with
Feliz
you.
Feliz Navidad.
I am off a little bit in between the holidays, so I'm hoping we can hang out, go get a beer, do some daytime, hang, maybe. Danny's always out running around somewhere.
Yeah,
so,
it's got to meet him.
So, but thank you guys so much. Danny, was there a song you want to play us out here? Was there something on your radar over there that was the... You had one in the back pocket there.
You're the best around.
Wait.
Okay.
What?
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Acapella
Santa
version.
Said, leave me a plate of cookies and some bourbon, and I'll leave you something else.
Oh my God.
Peace out.
There you go.
Hey, congrats to Bud Crawford, too, on his retirement.
Yep, retirement right there, man.
So. All-time great.
Yep.
We love you, buddy.
And, of course...
love you, brother.
Sorry about the Huskers, the girls. They did a great job, made it pretty far.
Hey,
yeah, obviously a lot of sports going on.
You know what? Those girls played Creighton's with a lot of heart. And, you know, it's hard to go through a whole season being undefeated.
Dude,
and
right?
Those girls had so much pressure on them. One of my favorite players, Rebecca Allitt, she played with a heart. She carried... literally like the state of Nebraska on her shoulders. So
and the men's basketball team undefeated.
Rated number 15.
What about the women?
And the women are doing very well too.
Women are rated number 23.
Are they still undefeated too?
I believe so. So yeah, a lot of good shit happening. Supernova's about to hit. Love's about to hit. So
absolutely,
a lot of good things in Nebraska. So guys, enjoy.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy the holidays. Be safe and enjoy it, man. Thank you guys so much.
Feliz Navidad.
This has been Randy's Rock of Life podcast. Sorry you're not smart enough for listening, but don't worry, we're all special, says our moms. Check us out on all podcast outlets.